Over the last several months, thousands of people have protested after grand juries failed to indict police officers in the deaths of Eric Garner and Michael Brown. What they wanted? To have the officers tried in an open court before a jury of their peers. But as Emily Green reports, creating a jury of your peers is not so straightforward.
It happens all the time. In your mail is a jury summons requiring you to be in court on such and such date at 9 in the morning. And a lot of people react like 21-year-old Roderick Giles, who's running late to court.
I did not want to go to jury duty. That was the last thing on my mind to do.
Luckily for Giles, the judge dismisses him because he's 10 minutes late. That's not, by the way, how jury selection is ideally supposed to work. Potential jurors are generally questioned first and then dismissed. And it can take a long time. Take the high-profile trial in Atlanta of a dozen former public school teachers and principals accused of correcting students' answers on standardized tests. 600 prospective jurors were summoned. Even then, defense attorney Bob Rubin challenged the pool because he said it underrepresented African Americans.
All of the defendants are African American. And if they're entitled to a fair cross-section of their peers, then their peers ought to be represented correctly in the jury pool.
The judge dismissed that challenge. He also excused anyone who said it would be too much of a financial burden to not work during the six-month trial. But when a disproportionate percentage of those people ended up being African American, the judge said he'd call them back in and order their employers to continue paying them if they were selected. After all, Rubin says, race matters.
In my 28 years of experience, Black jurors are generally more suspicious of law enforcement than white jurors. They tend to take what the government says with a grain of salt more than white jurors do. And to me, that mattered.
Jury selection in that case took 6 weeks. Even with its flaws, the jury system has served the country remarkably well for more than 200 years, says Sherry Simon Diamond, a professor at Northwestern Law School and expert on juries.
Jury trials in early times were quite short.
Of course, a lot has changed since then.
When jurors went back to deliberate, there were instances where they were kind of locked up without food or drink until they delivered a verdict.
Simon Diamond says it was also common for jurors to know the defendants and the witnesses. That's no longer allowed. And most importantly, only white men could serve on juries. The idea of a jury of your peers comes from the Magna Carta, but the phrase doesn't actually appear in the U.S. Constitution. Simon Diamond says what we have is a right to an impartial jury.
The meaning has come to represent an interest in having a cross-section of the community who are eligible to be on your jury.
And while many people dread the prospect of jury duty, those who serve often end up liking it. San Francisco resident Gerald Spotts waits outside the courtroom for what is his third stint on a jury.
I enjoy watching the legal system at work. It helps you understand if you ever get in trouble, what you might have to deal with.
After all, the jury system is not just about defendants who want a fair trial. It's about the community participating in the system of law. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green.